Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, and our very special guest today. We are so excited to have Josh Camp. Josh is founder and CEO of Lab Canna Biosciences. Does that excite you as much as it excites me just to hear the name, Pearl?
The name is so awesome, but I just have to say.
Yes, Serene.
He doesn't go by Josh here. He goes by CBD Josh.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, we actually met you, Josh, close to a year back, was it?
What?
It was in the summer, early summer.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a year.
Because I remember it being hot.
It feels like years.
Yeah. I mean, really. No, he's cuz Josh now. He's a cousin.
He's CBD cuz Josh.
But today we actually have huge news, and that's why we brought Josh in, because Trim Healthy Mama, we are bringing you a particular extraordinary formula of CBD, and we just want to talk today about why CBD. I know there's a stigma. We want to talk about why we're doing it in this way. Why are we jumping on this bandwagon? You know, it seems really fatty maybe, and we're going to talk about why we would do this. And Josh has a lot to do with why we're doing this.
And we also have to talk about what CBD is, because there could be some people listening thinking, what? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J?
Yeah.
Okay, like keeping on going, what you're talking about, alphabet soup?
I remember our Scott, you all know and love Scott. He has been with Trim Healthy Naturals. Him and Kathleen created all our face creams, and now he runs the Butterfly Institute, which is our nonprofit. Amazing things happening there. But he came to us many, many months ago and said, girls, I just want you to meet someone. I want you to meet someone. Have you ever considered doing CBD for the mamas? And I was like, no, I really haven't. You know, I don't know. I'm not that interested. And then he went to Serene. Serene said, well, we'll take a meeting. But
no, I actually was interested.
Yeah, because you're a little, you know.
I was super, super interested because I heard about it for Arden.
Well, Serene's a little bit on the left.
I'm a bit on the left. I've got peacock pants on.
You just mean like alternative? Like
Serene's on the fringe.
We have the peacock, you know, running loose on the land. Our neighbor, Tie-Dye Mary, owns a peacock, but it's gone.
Well, Serene, you've always appreciated solutions.
And now I have peacock pants.
We are going to let Josh speak, but I'm going to talk about how we met him. So Scott organized this meeting and we met Josh, and I sat there and Josh started talking and I said, what the heck is CBD? For goodness sake, I don't know why
I want this. You to know I don't go to many meetings, and I was there. That shows you how interested I was.
And the stuff that came out of Josh's mouth, and that's what we're going to get him to share today, I was dumbfounded. I was like, yes, I need this in my life. Not only do I need this in my not life, our mamas need this, and this is going to be huge. And I was just completely from 5% maybe to 100 and million percent.
To the point where Princess Pearl got her little apron on and went and made a matching in for everyone in the room.
I did.
And made
us
toast.
It was, we
to
toasted.
CBD Josh.
Hey, so Josh,
we actually toasted right at 4:20, right?
We did.
Oh, that's
that was actually on 4:20.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's so much stigma. There's so much junk about CBD going around there. Some people don't know what it is. Some people think it's like you're smoking marijuana or something. And then you know, there's a lot of companies that have just started up and it's watered down stuff. So let's just get to why CBD, Josh.
Yeah, those are all really, really good points. There still is a stigma around CBD and around THC and cannabis in general. And people still like to think that marijuana and hemp are different plants. At the end of the day, I mean, these are all cannabis sativa that these cannabinoids are derived from. And these are compounds that are actually very, very similar to compounds in the human body called endocannabinoids.
Yeah, you told me. I said to you that day, Josh, why do I need CBD? And you said, what?
Well, as you age, I like to draw the analogy to hormones because, you know, everyone knows at this point, as you age, your hormone levels change. In me being a man, I have to be concerned with free testosterone and those levels dropping as I, you know, push 40. And it's something that I've had to deal with. The same thing happens in the body with endocannabinoids. The, in particular, an endocannabinoid called anandamide is responsible for controlling the expression of two chemicals that are glycoproteins. Essentially, they tell the immune system when and how to respond to problematic cells. And anandamide, as that endocannabinoid, those levels tend to decrease for a number of reasons. Your body starts making less. Also, there's an enzyme that becomes present, FAAH, that blocks anandamide. And that can lead to all sorts of problems, particularly inflammation. So as you age, you get more aches and pains, and you have a harder time sleeping because of the aches and pains. And it's really that thread of thought that led me down the path of deeper research with cannabinoids.
Can you explain, though? You're talking about cannabinoids, right? That was so new to me. Mm-hmm. I never heard it. And you told me about a system in my body I knew nothing about, in everybody's body. What's it called?
Yeah, well, the way that endocannabinoid anandamide works is it actually binds with two receptors in a system that's present in your body. It's actually the largest system of extracellular receptors in the human body, in any mammal, for that matter. It's called the endocannabinoid system. CB1 and CB2 receptors control that communication. It's essentially it's a gateway for the immune system to communicate with cells.
So we have a cannabinoid system in our bodies. Unbelievable. I didn't even know about it.
It's called endocannabinoid.
Endocannabinoid.
And can I just say something? Amazingly, you were talking about how this is incredible to make sure that it is being nurtured as you age, this endocannabinoid system, just like hormones decline. Mm-hmm. These receptors can come in and block the system. I'm just trying to, like, in lay term, whatever. And also it can recess itself, maybe, is what I got from right. What you said. But interestingly, from that one visit that we heard from you, babies get CBD in breast milk because they have this endocannabinoid system. Is that correct? So it's like...
Not necessarily CBD, cannabidiol, but there are a plethora of endocannabinoids present in breast milk. Yeah, right. That's correct. And it's actually a very vital part of the immune system developing. And
yeah.
And it's now thought to be one of the main reasons why breast milk is so important.
Yes. And Josh, I was reading, so that triggered me and I'm like, oh, I've got to learn more about the endocannabinoid system and how there is the cannabinoids. Ah, I'm not saying it right. In breast milk. And I read, and you can help me clarify this, but I read that it's actually the cannabinoids in breast milk that teach the baby how to suck and respond to the breast. It's like the first action that the baby ever does is actually nurtured by the cannabinoids in the breast milk and, you know, linking with the endocannabinoid system in the baby.
Yeah.
Is that amazing? And now, can I get this straight too? Because for a lot of people like me who really knew nothing about it, Serene had studied some because, you know, as many of you know, her older son had cancer, and Arden is completely cancer-free now. Oh, and and he definitely took CBD in those last months when he got free. And that was just, I believe, an incredible part of his healing. It wasn't the reason, but it was a part of it.
Well, God made.
Yes.
The endocannabinoid system. Yes. And he made
exactly
the plants that have cannabinoids in it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of foods have cannabinoids. Is that the word, cannabinoids?
Cannabinoid.
In them. Right. Breast milk even has it in it. Okay. So, but there's a decline in this modern day of it in the foods, and out of all the plants and anything in this whole world, the hemp plant has the highest. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And there are a couple of theories on that. Actually, before the 1930s, before prohibition of cannabis, the entire food supply, all of our livestock primarily was fed hemp. And so those cannabinoids made it into our food supply.
So we might not have been declining as quickly as we are now because we got a little bit with our milk. We got a little bit with our vegetation.
That's been ongoing for around 5,000 years.
Also, medicines were made with it as well.
Yeah, actually, in 1900, at the turn of the century, about 80% of the products that were on pharmacy shelves were cannabis-based.
Is that amazing?
I also heard that you say in one of our meetings that there was like feral, what's the word, hemp, the wild hemp.
Yeah.
And cows grazed on that too, even the wild grass-fed ones.
Well, why is there not that to this day? Why is there not wild hemp?
Well, we've spent almost 90 years trying to eradicate it.
Oh, okay. Because it became the drug.
Right. Well, it was always the same plant, but you know, we had propaganda campaigns in the 30s that made it illegal and started to equate, you know, all these less than stellar behaviors and cultures with.
How about the film?
Yeah. What was drawing a blank. Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
Where they portray teenagers smoking weed and acting like losing their minds, having meltdowns.
You know, sends you into murderous rage and turns people into rapists.
So Prozac and all of this.
It's ridiculous.
All these other medicines now. Maybe it was a big governmental scam. Like, let's get rid of the natural.
That's you're not far off base. It actually was not necessarily a conspiracy, but there were a lot of industrial companies that were lobbying to eradicate it because it threatened their industries. So you talk about it being able to replace cotton and be able to replace trees for pulp and paper and being able to replace these traditional Western pharmaceutical products. And
also, if you can grow your own medicine for free in your backyard, well, what does that do to the medical salespeople? The medicine salespeople?
Right.
It's a big deal.
GW Pharma right now, they got an FDA approval on Epidiolex, and they're charging $32,500 per year for the exact same product that we manufacture and have for 4 years.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about the stigma of CBD. Some people think, oh, well, it's Serena Pro, you're going to be selling drugs now. Now, obviously, that's you work with CBD, the cannabinoids from him in a medicinal way. Mm-hmm. And so when we are talking about full spectrum hemp, which we are in our Trim Healthy Mama product we've worked on with you because we were so excited to do this, it's full spectrum. But what does that mean? Does someone get high from taking this?
Great question. Let's back up and talk first about the differences between industrial hemp that we grow and that we manufacture our CBD products from and marijuana.
Okay.
Industrial hemp is any variety of cannabis that contains less than 0.3% THC.
So the plant itself, you cannot get high from the plant itself, basically. Yes.
Correct. So, to draw a comparison, in Colorado, California, these states that have legalized recreational, which now I think is 10 states after this election, it's really high THC varieties that people are growing.
It's the variety of
the plant.
Have
they hybridized it like modern wheat has been hybridized to have this excessive gluten? Have they hybridized the hemp to make it so psychoactive, whatever that word is?
Well, marijuana, yes. And so it's just selective breeding.
Okay.
And so what's happened, and there actually is a big pushback now with, there are varieties of tropical cannabis that contain higher levels of CBC, CBG, CBN. These are what we call minor cannabinoids. And the minor cannabinoids, of which THC is one in hemp, they actually contribute to what's called an entourage effect. And they actually help the body to deliver these cannabinoids where they need to go. And that coupled with specific terpenes. Terpenes are essentially the volatile compounds in plants that you smell. So you think of lavender, you think of the smell. That's because of the terpenes that are present in that flower. So we're now learning that these terpenes in combination with different cannabinoids can contribute to the different effects. So it's not simply the THC level that determines, what kind of high you get from a marijuana. It's a combination of factors. And the same holds true with hemp and the products that we develop. We formulate these based on very sound science. One area of rhetoric that we keep hearing, I know with the elections having just passed, these midterms brought out a lot of, well, we haven't done the research, so we need to take a back seat, let the research happen. We work with organizations internationally that have been studying cannabinoids for over 80 years, operating clinical trials for over 80 years. Their data is every bit as valid as anything that a university in the U.S. could put out. We've just been prohibited from doing it here.
Right.
So we've invested money overseas.
So to summarize, the full spectrum industrial hemp does contain THC. THC is what is known to give the marijuana high, but it's in such a small amount, it's basically impossible to give you a high. However, it's very beneficial for healing the body, and it does give you a calm.
Right, right. And I also want to just say again, reiterate for our mamas, is that it is not the hybridized marijuana plant that has been selectively maybe purified to create very, very, very excessively high levels of THC, right? There is some wild hemp that has, maybe more THC than others, but not to the level of the marijuana plant that's been hybridized, correct? I'm just trying to show the difference.
Right.
There is marijuana.
We've essentially you're dead on. And we've essentially done the same thing with right. with hemp, is we've selectively bred to increase CBD levels. And now there's a push for hybrid genetics and you know, more advanced breeding to increase levels of these other minor cannabinoids.
Yes.
So they're, you know, CBG, for example, is a precursor to both THC and CBD in the plant. CBG is now being found to have all kinds of other health benefits. CBN is known to help regulate sleep cycles and to help you with relaxation, though without getting you high. They simply relax the body.
I cannot tell. We're going to start to talk about some of this before, but you know, I'll be 48 in a few months. And
happy birthday.
It's not till March, but I just say that. I bring it on well before
it is. February the 11th, my love.
No, my birthday's February.
No. I just won't remember then. I just
want my anniversary's in March.
Yes, your anniversary.
But
good thing I know you so well.
So no, I think the last 10 years, it has just been my complete normal to wake up 4 times a night just to use the bathroom. And I don't complain about it. That's just me. Sometimes 5, but never less than 3.
Thank you for that.
I'm just telling you, because I had 5 babies and I just wake up. So what happened to me, you know, you guys brought some CBD oil and just said, just, you know, go ahead and just see what happens. You talked about what happened in your own life and, you know, mm-hmm. all your aches and pains. And
which we'll want to get into. Those. We want to hear his testimony.
And so I took it and I woke up the next morning. I slept through the night like a kid. Like a kid. Now, recently I have been out because we've been making this stuff for, you know, our mamas, and it's been in production, and I have been out and I went back to the 4 or 5 times waking up. I'm back to it now and I'm sleeping again. I'll wake up early, like at 5:30 in the morning, but I've slept the whole night and
It's amazing, isn't it?
How does my bladder even do that? I don't know.
Yeah, we see that a lot. And the thing is that all we're doing with cannabinoids and introducing them in the body through a CBD oil is we're restoring that balance that's supposed to be there. I mean,
why is it making me sleep though? What is in it that makes me sleep through the night so much better?
With the full spectrum, one of the reasons that you're able to probably fall asleep faster and you sleep deeper is because of the CBN. But the CBD in its own right has that same sort of effect. The reason that it has that effect is largely unknown, but it has a lot to do with, in my opinion, of just the reduction of inflammation.
Oh, can you tell your story?
Yeah. Just before he tells it, can I just be a hog, Mike Hog, for 10 seconds?
I feel like I've been more hogging than you.
Oh, fantastic.
And Danny hasn't hogged at all.
I haven't gotten to say anything, and I'm actually an expert in this because my son had seizures and I had to research all this.
Yes, okay, I want to hear. But first, I just want to hog the mic for 10 seconds. When you said inflammation, I'm like, bingo. My little 3-year-old, we call him a drunken sailor. When he learned to crawl and learned to walk, he was just floppy, kind of. And he just knocked his teeth so many times.
On your hard floor?
Yeah, we have ceramic tile floor. And he just knocked it so many times till they all kind of like chipped away and then the nerve died and they're like black nubs. And we don't really want to have him sedated in a dentist, you know, without being in the hospital at his age and blah, blah. So we're trying to watch and see and keep it all from being infected. So we saw a lot of inflammation and we were just like, we're not comfortable with this. Maybe we just have to go and like just have them taken out quick. But I started brushing his teeth with the CBD oil that Arden was taking to help fight the cancer. The inflammation went down. We saw like pain just leave his body.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have so many tantrums. He was like, became like really angelic, even though he's very, very sweet. He was just very more high-spirited than our other children. He became so angelic. And if I'm out of CBD for him, it's like I have to get it back.
It's the same story with my 5-year-old. He's the rough and tumble, and he's knocked out all of his teeth. And it's we dealt with the same things. And he actually, believe it or not, was our first employee.
That's great.
At 4 years old, he started begging for a few different things. He wanted a dirt bike.
Yeah.
And so I put him to work on the farm, and he, you know, completely his choice. I paid him more than we pay most people, but that kid works.
He was growing your CBD plants?
Yeah, he planted about 30,000 plants this year.
Aww.
Last year, he put the shrink wraps on thousands of bottles.
You guys have a local farm then?
We do.
Is it where? And
In Franklin, Tennessee.
It's in Franklin.
Yeah, see, this is why we love Josh, because Josh, you know, he comes here and he's acting all humble, but he has made massive, and you can tell how smart he is about all this, but he has made massive roads. He's been talking to government about this, you know, I mean, the whole medical system, all of that Josh is involved in. And it's grown right here in Franklin, Tennessee. And, you know, everything about this, even the seed you care for and you make sure is right. Can you tell us about your story? You told us about your pain that you used to be in.
Yeah, well, I can get to that in a second. Okay. But you mentioned speaking to the medical community and things like that. And that's really, I think, what led me down this road is I had a fascination with medicine.
Weren't you in medical school?
Yeah, actually, med school dropout. So proud.
Why'd you drop out, though?
You know, I worked for an oncologist my last couple of years of undergrad, and I was just sort of disgusted by the way Western medicine is treated. It's very political. It's a very greedy industry, and it sort of sickened me. But at the same time, I got into that because I'm kind of the king of rare. Mm. I've never been sick in my life. I've never had the flu or cold or anything like that, but I've had some very, very rare conditions.
Really?
Yeah, I died in the hospital at 17. From an abnormality in my heart,
and
had to have an emergency surgery at Vanderbilt. That was a life-changing experience for me, obviously, as near-death experiences are for most people. But following that, several years of great health, and then I broke out in a rash head to toe. It was a condition called pityriasis rosea. But for about 9 months, I was treated for all kinds of different things. And, you know, all the creams and steroid injections and antibiotics and everything under the sun, and nothing worked. I ended up going to a free clinic and was just honestly hoping to get something to help with itching. And the doctor there cleared her schedule, and we sat down and went through her dermatology books until we figured out what it was.
Wow.
I developed my own treatment of UVA light. And so, I mean, it was pretty fun, but it got me interested in clinical trials and kind of that whole process of proving theory.
What?
And
you used ultraviolet light?
I did. So, you know, you would think with the depth, if you know anything about UVA, UVB, and UVC, you would think that, you know, penetration-wise, UVB would be better for a skin condition, but it wasn't the case. Very short bursts of UVA in a matter of days cleared it up.
And is this like a black light or purple light?
No, it's still very much a white light. What I did is I actually called every tanning salon around town.
No way.
And found out what brand bulbs they were using in their beds, and
because actually, that's ultraviolet light.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what it'll tan you, right?
It will tan you.
And did this tan you when you did this to yourself?
No, because UVA can actually be pretty dangerous, you know, with longer exposure. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, for research purposes, I only went in for like a minute to 2 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
And so it wasn't ever for tanning. I was experimenting on myself.
Sure.
But I immediately went back to school.
Yeah.
That's why we're friends.
I know.
We're all guinea pigs
here. You've got all our hearts when you're like, I experimented on myself. It's like instantly we all have these flashes of all these like things we've done to ourselves.
I've done some crazy stuff.
Because sometimes there's no help, you know, you got to figure it out.
But it did make me say, you know, the only thing that I've not challenged myself with is school. I went to school for marketing, but I already knew it. And I worked for a marketing agency. I went to school for electrical engineering at 17, but...
Oh, you're because, one of those young, brilliant.
Well, I was the 15-year-old that bought a brand new car, wanted a sound system, couldn't afford it. So I learned how to build all of the components.
That's cool.
And so I thought, cool, engineering. I already know how to do all this stuff. Yeah. I've already studied it. But I was bored out of my mind. And so I thought...
See, self-taught, isn't it fun? Mm-hmm.
So, you know, medicine seemed like a challenge. It seemed like something that I needed to be in front of professors to learn. I needed textbooks. I needed to study. And I felt like after that experience with that doctor, that I could be one of the doctors that changes the world through genuinely wanting to help people and not play victim to the politics. What I learned, though, while I was in school is that you can't really ride that line unless you don't want to make a very good living.
Mm-hmm. You mean you have to choose?
You do have to choose. It's essentially work for free or almost nothing, or make a living and be able to pay your malpractice insurance and be able to handle your reimbursements in a way that justify all of the work you put in. And it's not a model that was appealing to me. So ultimately I left. I, you know, finished undergrad and I never even bothered finishing the first semester of med school.
But it's interesting that your interest in medicine and helping people didn't go away, and hacking that system, so to speak, of how to help humans.
No,
it's still very present.
It is. And that, it's funny how life comes full circle, because I definitely, in addition to kind of doing my own thing in high school and being young, I was a little bit of a rebel. And in 1993, my freshman year in high school, I wrote a paper titled Marijuana Will Save the World. And I almost got kicked out of Franklin High School for it.
I was a centennial, man.
Nice.
Writing similar papers.
You probably were the opposing team at sports.
But it was sort of dumbfounding how little information I could find about marijuana and hemp when I did my research. And ultimately, I felt like I wrote a great paper about the industrial uses and how, you know, little simple facts like 1 acre of hemp can replace 1 acre of hemp grown for 1 year can replace 100 acres of trees grown for 100 years with regard to pulp production for paper and even building materials. Our new store, we used hempcrete for 2 of the walls.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, don't worry. We're getting ready here to grow some hemp on our hilltop.
Oh, you've got plenty of land. Goodness.
It's amazing. I mean, every car that's made these days has hemp in the composite panels, and people don't really realize it. It's just up until 2014, it was illegal to grow here, so we imported it all.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So much is public perspective, you know, and of what it is. You know, I mean, in the 80s, I remember the commercial of the egg frying?
Oh, yeah. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
And by drugs, they meant marijuana for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, our generation, I think we were kind of tainted. We probably experimented with more than past generations just simply because we were told, you know, drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. If you smoke marijuana, you're going to end up a crackhead and dying in the street.
Yeah. So what's the first thing a 15-year-old wants to do is see,
prove them wrong.
See if that's right.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, I think DARE did have a negative impact, but I mean, the sentiment was good. The research wasn't there. And this was a time 50 years after any research had stopped in the US. And so people didn't know better. Now we do know better. Now we live in a day and age where the research is accessible. We work with organizations like ICCT in the Czech Republic that have studied cannabinoids and run clinicals for over 80 years now. I mean, they're very large organizations, and the research backs it up. The science is out, you know, cat's out of the bag, but you don't need THC and you don't need to get high to enjoy the benefits of the plant.
Right. Even though the formula that we're making for our mum is how much percent THC?
It should be right around 0.1%.
Yes.
0.3% is the legal limit.
Yeah.
So it's less than the legal limit.
Right. And naturally, in, you know, normal industrial hemp that hasn't been like super selected breeding, there is that natural percentage which just helps the CBD be absorbed properly and be utilized by the body. So it's not that THC is bad. We need it.
No, we need it.
For the benefit. Yeah. We just don't want to selectively breed psycho amounts of THC into it so it becomes the pleasure
just for
drug,
the high
marijuana.
No, can we talk to you though about, I want to hear, because you explained this to Serena and I when we first met, you know, about your pain that you were having.
Yeah. So I didn't even circle back to that. I forget about it all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore. So right, coming out of school, I went to Europe and spent about 6 months not backpacking. I actually had a fiance in Lithuania and we travel all over Eastern Europe. I went to Slovakia for a weekend and mountain climbing. I tore both my IT bands and my knees. And for almost a decade after that, I couldn't go down a flight of stairs. I couldn't drive in a car for more than a couple of hours without sitting down and being in excruciating pain. Mm-hmm. And this is after physical therapy. And for about 6 months after it happened, I couldn't even walk. I mean, it was a struggle. And that's something that I just had kind of accepted that I would have to deal with the rest of my life. When I started taking CBD oil, I guess 3 years ago now, I instantly felt the pain dwindle. I have zero pain now.
How long did it take then for it to sort of go?
Well, you know, let's going back to how it actually works in the body, it actually creates an environment for self-healing, kind of brings balance to that mechanism that already exists.
So and your so body sort of heals itself.
There is a healing process that has to take place. But in that regard, it's not like an ibuprofen or a Tylenol or any of your opiates. It doesn't cover up the pain.
No.
It actually lets your body heal.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing.
So it's about 6 months and then you no longer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just reducing the inflammation, you know, after a few days, you feel the pain subside. But it was, you know, maybe 6 to 8 months before I woke up and I realized, like, you know, it's been a long time since my knees hurt.
An interesting story. The same thing happened to my husband. He has this left shoulder. Oh, man, if you just touch, it's just like a mess. You can feel all the scar tissue. And ever since I've known him, it's constantly been in pain. He just lives with it. But, you know, sometimes he'll ask me to rub it and we'll put hot packs on it. But since the CBD, since you gave us that first bottle, you know, he started taking it. He never, ever, he forgot, you know, that he had a sore shoulder. No way. Just forgot, so he wouldn't talk about it. And then we were out. And so the same time that I had to get up and go to the bathroom all night again, he's talking about his shoulder and, oh, honey, can you just rub my shoulder? And that, and, you know, now we're back on and he's just doesn't mention it.
It's awesome. We get so many calls from people that just have these like epiphanies. Like they'll call and say, I didn't think it was working, but I.
Because you forget.
I just realized that I haven't felt that pain that I dealt with.
Sneaks
for
up
three
on
months.
You. Yeah. And I have a relative on my husband's side who is maybe, you know, getting a little older now and terrible rheumatoid arthritis to the point where it's just affecting every part of their life. Her life. I don't want to be too specific. Yeah. But to the point where right now she got to the stage where she had to have steroids and everything in her joints and it helped her a little. But we gave her a little vial of the CBD and she said it was way more potent for helping her.
That's so
you know, than the steroids
just cover it up and they short term. You get short term relief and then while you're not feeling that pain, you actually do more damage.
And this particular person came from a hippie lifestyle.
Yeah.
She knows the feeling of THC and this didn't have that at
right,
all.
Right, right, right.
She knows. She's very aware of that. Yeah.
Well, it's...
Tell us about your, you know, your story then.
I'm curious too.
Seizures.
Yeah. So my son is now 13. When he was, I want to say around 4 years old, started having what's called focal seizures. And a focal seizure is mostly seizures of the mouth and face, and you'll see like twitching in the eye and the like one side usually. and he eventually started having full on grand mal seizures, especially at night as he was transitioning into sleep.
Scary.
His whole body would start convulsing. I mean, just like out of a movie. You know, his whole body would start convulsing. He would totally lose
Which
consciousness.
That just makes Daniel. my chest tighten up to think about.
Yeah, his eyes would roll back in his head.
Oh, freak!
And it was when it first started happening, it was really a scary thing to watch your kid do because it just as a parent, you know, your heart just all you want to do is make it stop and you can't. And so I remember one time he went into a full grand mal seizure. We were camping out in our backyard. And he went into it, and after it was over, I said, "Are you cool? Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, why?" You know, because they don't have a recollection of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, man, what just happened there? Like, what were you in pain?" He goes, "No," he said. He goes, "All of a sudden," he goes, "everything around me went into hypercolor." And it was dark. It was night. Mm. And he was like, but I saw color everywhere. And he goes, and around you was several layers, like a rainbow was just pulsating off of you. And when you moved, there was like little trails. Like as you moved your hand, I would see trails left where you were. Right. And in that moment, I thought, because we had already taken him to the doctor and he was diagnosed with benign Rolandic epilepsy or whatever. He was an epileptic kid, right? And I'm like, my son's an epileptic? This is crazy. And we chose to not give him the drug Neurontin because, I mean, the doctor, he came in, he was there 5 minutes. He had written a prescription for Neurontin.
Mm-hmm.
We went home, we took it, we went home and did our research and found that it may or may not help with seizures, but it definitely will make him infertile as an adult.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Did the doctor say that to you?
No.
Oh.
No, because he went to that school you were going to.
Yeah, it's...
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
The
I'm
hustle,
not mad. I love medical.
Yeah, there's a place
it. We
for
need,
it.
We need medical.
But unfortunately, I mean, we are the guinea pigs. I mean,
we kind
of
are.
The process of getting drugs approved requires writing checks. It's
right.
Not...
So we decided, after he described that experience to me, I said, what if it's his brain's way of healing? Or maybe he's seeing really cool parts of the world that... We can't say, who am I to judge that this is even bad? That the seizure he's having is a negative thing. I've not, maybe it is, but I haven't seen that research yet that this is actually terrible. Everything I did read though was that it was going to get worse and worse. And so I started typing into my browser alternatives to Neurontin, mm-hmm. you know, alternatives to, you know, for seizures. And I learned so much. And one of the things I learned was that most likely they would go away at puberty. That these weren't a lifetime thing, unless you start them on these pharmaceutical anti-convulsant medications. And then in that case, they could actually reinforce and make it worse after puberty. And then he's now an adult epileptic who can't drive, on and on and on.
And can't have children.
Right. So we, as I was doing that research, obviously medical marijuana was over and over on every article, everywhere. We found... a strain called Charlotte's Web that was a miracle fix for a little girl named Charlotte, who I think had like hundreds of seizures a week. She was taking this particular strain and it was curing her. People were here. Mm-hmm. Her seizures went down to none a week, and people were leaving their cities and states, moving to Colorado, and they were being called marijuana refugees.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first, you know, CBD oils that sort of came on the market that was
Stanley Brothers, and now it's CW Hemp. They're no longer Charlotte's Web. They have a great story. They're a good company. Personally, I feel like they've kind of decided that their product is good enough, and they haven't really advanced a whole lot.
They've locked in that strain.
Yeah,
but isn't that why, like, seizures? You know, you talk about your son had seizure. I think that's why a lot of states had so much pressure; they had to start legalizing this because it was ridiculous. You can't have CBD oil in your state,
and you can't. Yeah,
and
can't
there's kids driving, having to move.
That's a good point, and you know, that's something on the legal side that I've had to deal a lot with.
Yes.
Is we had in 2014, the Farm Bill was passed federally that legalized the growth of industrial hemp grown under state agriculture programs. So it effectively legalized CBD from hemp nationally.
Okay.
Now, what happened is in 2015, 2016, legislation was passed in a lot of states that actually vaguely made it legal to have CBD oil that was derived from any source.
Yeah, but it's vague, right? And,
right, or it was very condition specific. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to have CBD oil if your kid is diagnosed with epilepsy. All it did was create this crazy gray area where even to this day, we still have arguments with people about legality because their state may have a law in the books that says it's illegal to have it if it's, you know, if you don't have a condition listed in a bullet point list. It's amazing to me, but no, we do actually grow and we manufacture these products under a federal program.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So, you know what? What we're going to do is have a part two because we need to come back. We haven't even talked about our particular Trim Healthy Mama.
No, we haven't even talked about
formulation. Like, so why we did.
But it's
there's
coming.
A lot to talk about. Oh my goodness!
We're six months of R&D here.
This has been R&D, and you know we've got so much to say. We want to talk about Annabelle's
story. That's research
story.
And
she
development
be here today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back for part two, and part two is even better than part one. We've just laid the groundwork, people, and then we're going to talk about what this formula actually is. Wow!
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay,
I'm excited.
See you guys here next week.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
See? Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.